Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a special end of year episode of Help I Sexted My Boss. It's Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day. Happy Christmas, Jordan.
Merry Christmas, William.
Happy Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, our wonderful listeners. If you are listening now on Christmas Day, we hope you're having a wonderful day with your friends and family. If you're not, don't worry.
No.
If you're working, we're here for you. That's why we've released a little surprise special episode.
Indeed. And thank you, Gene Divas, for being so wonderful over the last year. We really are incredibly lucky to have you as listeners. Whether you have bought the book, you bought tickets for the tour, you've listened, you've sent us a message on social media, a handwritten letter, whatever you have done, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
No, genuinely, thank you. We don't say enough how great you guys are. Today, on Christmas Day, we're going to take a look back at our favourite moments from 2023 and give out some awards.
Oh, that's nice.
And we're your hosts, Mr. William Hanson and Jordan North.
Woo.
Just a quick FYI before we give out the awards.
All right, give me your FYI.
I'll buy sex and my boss. Service will resume as normal on the 9th of January 2024.
So, oh, I see.
Usual Help I Sexted My Boss service will be back on the 9th of January 2024. But for now, it's on with the show.
Da, 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 da. So the first category is Best Jolly Joke.
Oh, okay.
There were no entries for this.
My favourite one.
Yes.
Was the one I sent you. I think it was...
It was a few months ago now, I think. And It was a text that your brother had sent you, I think.
My brother had sent me. And I still think it's brilliant. It says, do you want to go for a wank by the river tomorrow? Fucking autocorrect. I meant canal.
It's nice.
It's so funny.
It's a fun one.
It's so funny.
Obviously, don't send that to anyone you work with, please. No. We don't want tribunals happening.
And next up in the Help I Sexted My Boss Awards is Best Etiquette Etymology of the Year.
So I have picked for this one, if I may pick my own award winner, the Edward II one. So if you cast your mind back months until the start of the year, it was Edward II because someone had written in a letter and they referenced the sort of the sticky ending that Edward II, one of our future kings, had came to. He had a red hot poker up the bum, supposedly. Can you remember this? And so at Etiquette Towers, this was researched.
Did they have pseudocreme back then?
They did not have pseudocreme back then.
Poor bugger.
Quite. And Edward II, did he have a poker up the bum? Did he not? Basically, to precy what I said back then was actually... He was probably gay or bisexual. Did he have a poker up the bum? Probably not. It's probably a slightly back then spurious way of just sort of alluding to the fact that, well, he's a gay, so he's going to love a red hot poker up the bottom type thing. But he probably almost definitely was murdered. So we looked into the history, and I think that was very interesting.
I can't remember any of that.
No. Well, it was there. I can assure you I did it.
Also, next up in our Help I Sexted My Boss Awards 2023... We're going to go for the Biggest Breakfast Award.
Oh.
And the winner is...
The Yorkshire Pride Pub in Benidorm.
It's the biggest and best breakfast I have ever seen. It was literally on a oval silver plate.
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel tray.
Hmm.
And considering you whinged, we pretty much finished most of it, didn't we?
Yes, it was certainly the biggest breakfast I've seen. Was it the best?
Ben, you enjoyed it, didn't you? Yeah. Do you know, and Taddy, who owns the Yorkshire Pride,
yes,
and his daughter Paige were lovely. Taddy reminds me of your Mikey.
Right.
Ooh, from Yorkshire. Well, get that down your neck. Get that down, you lads. Come on.
That's an insight into the
future. We actually had a pint and a full English breakfast in Benidorm, which is brilliant.
Well, you did, yes. The next category is best impression. So many to choose from. And this one, we've got a clip here. It's where you and I were inside each other. Oh, by the way, Wendy FaceTimed me the other day. Forgot to tell you this. She just goes, "How's William? Still a bitch?"
Takes on to no one, love. "How's Wendy? Still a cow?" I think we peaked in that episode, didn't we?
Yes, it's all downhill from there. Next category is best third talent.
What does that mean? Supporting actor?
Yeah, remember I've said for years, I mean, early days in the series, I said this is a two-talent podcast because producer Ben, remember him, was trying to sort of get in on the act. And actually, crucially, he's not even nominated for this category.
Give us
the nominations, Jordan.
The nominations are Alex Polizzi.
Yes.
Jane Bolton and Miss Levi.
And the winner is Alex Polizzi.
No, Miss Levi.
No.
Or Jane Bolton. All three of them. All three of them.
Well, I picked Alex Polizzi because she was a surprise for me, whereas Jane Bolton and Miss Levi, I knew they were about to happen.
Oh, fair enough.
So Alex had the element of surprise.
Okay.
But they were all marvellous in their own special way.
Yeah.
What's three up? Very strong independent women.
What's up next?
This is Sexted Pet of the Year. And the nominations are...
Diego. Oh, thanks, guys. Oh, I'm flat. You've not won yet, Diego. Calm down. Oh, fuck off, you. Frank. You sick. That's Frank the dying dog. Dusty the hamster.
Dead.
Dusty, Dusty, the little dusty hamster got hoovered. And Pug with a plug.
Yes. And I think, I'm going to pick the winner here, I think, we should pick Frank.
Oh, you bastards!
Well, I picked Frank because, well, I feel bad.
But next year he's probably not, yeah.
You said it, not me.
Okay.
So, Frank, this one's for you.
Thank you. I can't do an impression of a dead dog.
Don't you laugh.
Even on Christmas Day, all right, that for me. I can't do an don't. I will cry.
Okay.
I cannot do an impression of a dead
dog. We've never had you cry on this podcast
before.
Of a
dying dog. Have you
cried? I've cried.
Have I cried?
No, you haven't.
No, I don't really. I only cry at films and adverts when I'm hungover.
Or old people.
Or old people.
The next category is the best reaction. And the winner is...
The nan who got lost at sea on a lilo. Oh no, this isn't my horrible cackle, is it?
It's hilarious.
Oh no, I hate my laugh, please. Play it then.
My nan got picked up by a fisherman out at sea after she fell asleep on a lilo.
That's brilliant.
And drifted away from the shore during a family holiday. She was topless.
That's one of the best we've been sent.
I love it. I love your laugh.
Next up.
Is best new piercing. Or potentially this award category was going to be called biggest laugh or most unprofessional. And the winner is, cast your mind back, executive producer Ben.
Who got an earring.
Who got an earring and we just took the piss out of him.
Yeah. And hopefully in the new year, Ben will be back and we'll be able to see his big shiny ring.
Yes, who spent all that time polishing it whilst he's away.
Next up is a very prestigious prize.
It's the Golden Potato Peeler Award for the best Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler moment?
This was... we've done so much this year.
Yeah.
But we forgot that we pretty much trolled at every major UK radio station and got the radio presenters to read out texts.
Well, we didn't. The Gene Divas
did. The Gene Divas did. Reading out texts. To ask if they could borrow Wendy's potato peeler. And the thing is, this started as a laugh, but then we had to say, right, stop now, because it's getting a bit out of hand.
Yes. And it started when someone texted into my brother's former radio show on BBC Radio Bristol Breakfast, and James read it out, didn't really realise what he was saying. And then, of course, lots of people text going, oh, you've just been winded, and it became a thing. And sort of the crescendo, I think the moment we decided enough was enough, was when on Radio 2, your friend and mine, Scott Mills, said this.
Can you please ask Wendy next door if I can borrow her potato peeler? She's not replying to my text, but I know she always listens. Wendy? Text Robbie back.
Amazing.
And then off the back of this, obviously he played some song there. I believe that was Jax Jones and Whistle. Off the back of that, Scott obviously realised what had happened. His producer, Ben, got quite cross that Scott had not clocked this, and this is what happened.
Ben, the producer's absolutely fuming right now because he couldn't stop me in time. He's been trying for months to... Well, he normally would get there before I did read it out, but he didn't on this occasion. I just read out a message from Robbie there to Wendy about the potato peeler, and it's a thing on the Help I My Boss podcast with Jordan North and William Hansen. So, really sorry, Ben. Literally, people have been sending it for months, and I finally did it. So, Jordan, William, you can have that one.
The funniest thing about that clip is Soul Radio 2. They've gone from Jax Jones into Vanessa Carlton.
Yes.
Is it Vanessa Carlson?
That's a party.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, when your mum was with us in Benidorm, we did it to her live in Benidorm. Mm. So that was a nice moment.
She also
as well.
Got somebody screamed at her in Greggs in Sunderland, which was a moment in itself.
Yes. A couple of categories left. This is the Meta Award for the person who's gained the most Instagram followers. I wonder who this could be. Jordan, who's the winner?
And the winner is William Hansen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
2 million followers now.
Probably. At the time of recording, it's 1.9, but we are literally a couple of thousand who off 2 million.
Is aptly dressed like Kim Jong-un, who also has people that are brainwashed that follow him. Congratulations on your 2 million followers.
Thank you. And congratulations on your 0.8 million followers. Which in itself is an achievement. Not everyone has 0.8 million followers.
I'm going to try to get to a million. I'm not bothered.
No, you're not. I know you're not. I can see that.
Read the next category.
This is the most touching moment. And we've got a clip. It's reading out the messages we wrote to each other in our book at the factory in Bungie.
This is a copy of our book, obviously. I've written a message in for Jordan for his copy. And he's written
in. Love the smell of books.
Nice. Well, could you not smell mine?
We should do a scented candle of books.
We're going to exchange books. Could you put my cover on properly, please?
It is on properly.
No, it's not. It's decent. Thank you. Little message for you.
A little message for you.
Thank you.
Dear Jordan, thank you for being my friend and for...
Asking
if you could do your ironing while we wrote chapter 4.
Dearest William, well, what can I say? Thank you for being the bestest of friends and making me laugh every single day. I can't believe we wrote a bloody book together. We did it. With all my love, Jordan.
Oh, you've got bloody makeup on in your body. I'm
not wearing any.
Yeah, look, that's brand new.
Oh, well.
Crap, you got half your face on there.
Sorry.
So touching.
You touched me deeply.
Thank you. In your bungie.
What?
In bungie.
Oh, that's where we were, yes. Weren't we?
Okay. Final category.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of entries for this.
Okay.
More entries than there were at boarding school. This is Dilemma of the Year.
Okay. So in this category, we have the mother-in-law saw Stephen's willy. Help, my Stephen's got a big willy.
We have Help, He's a Gummy Bear.
We had Dusty the Hamster in Help, I Dusted Off Dusty.
The Prince Albert Stuck to the Fridge, which was in Help, I'm Stuck to the Fridge.
Help, There's a Spaniel's Ear in the Pool.
Help, My Pug's Got My Plug.
Help, I Opened My Mum's Shoebox.
Igluing in Help, I've Been Scarred for Life.
Airplane Sleep Apnea Mask, Help, We've Swapped Places.
And Going Down on My Mother-in-Law, which doesn't have an episode title. those are the entries. Wow, what a lot of crude listeners we have had.
Okay, we'll do bronze, silver, gold.
In that order?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, I think bronze has got to go to Help, He's a Gummy Bear.
That was a good one. You can always rely on the gaze, can't you?
What's going to be our silver?
I think it's got to be going down on the mother-in-law.
See, I think it's the igloo-in.
Yeah, but it's poo, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe we just go...
Yeah, but the...
What do you think's worse, going down on your mother-in-law? I mean, at least, let's just talk about this. Igloo-ing is an act of self...
William, you're meant to be... It's Christmas Day, not today. It's Christmas Day, come on.
All those people spending time with their mother-in-law.
Yeah, what are we saying?
Do you need stuffing, mother-in-law?
We'll say going down on your mother-in-law. And in first place, it's Help, I Open My Mum's Shoebox.
Let's have a reminder.
Oh no! It gets worse!
How?
Dear William Jordan and EPB, I'm afraid I have a devastating dilemma for you. I'm currently house-sitting for my parents whilst they're away on holiday for a week. On the first night, after a few glasses of wine, I got under the bed to plug my phone charger into the wall. There I found a very pretty shoebox.
Oh, no, don't look in the shoebox under the bed.
Oh, I don't even know if I can read this.
Why would you bloody look? Why?
Imagine my shock as I opened it to find my mother's very large and realistic battery-powered boyfriend. Hindsight is great, and I know now that I should have left it there, but my curiosity would unfortunately get the better of me. Being alone and horny, and also quite impressed by the XL veiny monster I had in my hands...
No.
Oh, no!
No. She did not use a mum's dildo. Tell me you are. Tell me. Well, please. Please.
People are disgusting.
She did not.
I gave it a wash, turned it on, and slipped it in. So not to go into too much detail, all I'll say is the beast was amazing. It hit all the right spots. Upon closer in...
Oh, no! It gets worse!
How? How does it get worse? She's using her mum's dildo, for Christ's sake.
No!
What?
The only markings were a faint name on the base embossed in the plastic. It read... Clone a Willy.
Oh no.
Turns out I've been getting the best orgasms of my life from a replica of my father's penis. How am I meant to proceed from here?
I think we're done.
What's your advice? Regards, Melissa.
It's been a great 5 years.
Yeah.
This is it, we've peaked. I'm actually speechless.
Well, there we go. What a year it has been. And if that was 2023, what the heck is 2024 going to bring?
Oh, God knows. How are we going to top that? It's been quite the year.
It has been.
What?
It has been quite the year.
Yeah.
Jordan, thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you for everything that you've done.
There are exciting times ahead for all of us. And I hope whatever you are doing on Christmas Day is marvellous, but not as marvellous as your New Year's Eve.
I don't get that.
Well, because I'm coming.
Oh, right. Oh, round. I thought you were speaking to listeners. Were you speaking to me then?
Oh, no, I was talking to you. That's okay. Why I was looking at you.
Well, look, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Thank you for a wonderful year and being a great friend and podcast co-host. Thank you to
And
Ben.
Co-author.
And co-author. Thank you to everybody at Audio Always as well.
And people might have opened us up this Christmas with the book. They might have received the book.
If you've opened us up this Christmas, thank you very much.
Enjoy.
We appreciate it. Go slow and easy on the book. And once you get in, crack on.
Yes. Yeah. You soon eases.
Yeah. You soon. I don't know how many
finger
more
through us.
I don't know how many more innuendos we could do here.
No.
But thank you. Shall we end by singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
Little Donkey?
Yeah, all right.
sing, like, try not to make an ass out of yourself.
Little donkey, little donkey. On a dusty road.
Back to the hamster.
Little donkey, little donkey.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Can we have some coconut clap? Have we got any coconuts?
Should we have another Christmas song?
Yeah, one more. Quick, hurry up. This
one that we know. Just do we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good
tidings we bring to you and your king. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now give us some figgy pudding.
Goes on a bit.
Now give us some figgy pudding.
Now give us some figgy pudding. And some cream on the side. Happy Christmas, Gene Beavers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.